Could you explain who Gorka and Eduardo are?
Gorka and Eduardo are Basque politics prisoners. They are actually incarcerated in a jail in Montreal since 18 months. These two guys were asking for a refugee status in Quebec when they lived 4 years in Quebec when Spain asked for extradition. So Gorka and Eduardo in Basque Country, they were accused, put arson, but the only proof to judge these two guys were the paper they signed after 3 days and nights of torture. So after that, they were condemned for 6 and 7 years of jail in Spain. So they came here in 97 and they asked for refugees status.
And what is the actual situation for Eduardo and Gorka?
They are in jail. They are waiting for a response from the Minister of the Justice, Martin Cochon. And we are waiting. Minister of the Justice said that he will give a response before the 23rd of December. But now, like a couple of days before, the lawyers said that maybe the response will be later in January. So actually, Gorka and Eduardo are in jail and they risk extradition. And if they are extradited, they will have torture again and 6 and 7 years of condemnation.
What can the Quebecois or people in Canada or people elsewhere do right now for Eduardo and Gorka?
Well, like today we have a manifestation with him. So we are here to say no to the torture, and we are here to support these two guys. And what can we do? It's to write letters at the Minister of the Justice that we are against the extradition, and the address, it's a commemorative edifice 284 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, and the postal code, it's K1A0H8. So you can write there, or you can ask, you can write to, we have an email, the committee have an email, it's solidarity_Gorka_Eduardo.
That's solidarity, like in French, with an E, right? Yeah. At the end instead of a Y.
Yeah. _Gorka_Eduardo@hotmail.com.
And what other activities has your group been doing to support Eduardo and Gorka?
We did a lot of things. We did a benefit show. We had like 300 people who were there. We had conference, many, many conference from people who are from Basque Country. They came here directly to speak about the situation in Basque Country and the situation of the political prisoners. We had petition. We have almost 3,000 names from the petitions. Oh, we had different support from different groups, like student association. We have Droits, Rights and Democracy, La Ligue des Droits et Libertés. Many, many groups support the cause. We have different articles on the La Presse, Le Devoir, The Gazette, and interview. And
thank you very much.